It's so cute and adorable. When you come up to Cherry Burton Road, it's sitting at the corner of Cherry Burton Road and Route 106 heading into Dorchester. And yeah, as soon as you get right up there, you see the teddy bear. It's has an orange shirt on, and he will be writing "Every Child Matters" on the shirt as well too. And yeah, it's just so adorable.
You also are going to be, you're going to have a sacred fire that you're going to be taking care of on Friday. Tell us about that.
So our fire keeper, Zachary, my son, he will be there lighting the fire. And a fire for the Indigenous people is a way to offer our prayers to be answered, and prayers of healing. And then they're sent off to the Creator to be answered. And so we can let any hurt go by offering this tobacco to the fire. And so he'll be there doing that, and I will be on site as well too for anyone in the public that wants to know more about what Orange Shirt Day is and what does it mean for, you know, National Day of Truth and Reconciliation going forward, you know, having allies, and what can they do to educate themselves, and where can they go to get education. And I believe it's so important, you know, especially with the work that I do, we're sharing my culture with the students, like in the Tantumar families of schools. These kids understand, you know, about Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day, and they want to know more about the Indigenous people. And it's a good way for parents to come out and experience, bring their kids and learn and educate themselves. You know, it's amazing that Premier Higgs now recognizes it as a national holiday, and people are getting time off of work. So, you know, come and visit and talk with us, and, you know, get some education around the Indigenous people, and, you know, and just come get a picture with our teddy bear.
This is a wonderful story. Thanks, Nicole. Is there anything else people should know about the bear that they will see and hopefully visit?
You know, I feel like the bear, you know, it would connect us, you know, with these children that never made it home from residential schools. And it's just, I feel a way to honor them and to, you know, cherish their memories. It's special to see this teddy bear with an orange shirt, to see people even wearing an orange shirt. You know, that just shows that they understand this, you know, part of history, and they're starting to understand the truth. And I just, you know, want to raise that awareness and make sure it's out there for people to visually see and stop and question, you know, what happened. Why orange? And, you know, I believe this teddy bear is the perfect opportunity for this education to be spread among the public. So I will be there at 10 a.m. We'll light the fire then, and we'll go to about 2-ish. And it's just drop-in, very casual. You can come and go. If you plan on staying longer, you know, bring a chair, sit up around the fire, and just, you know, enjoy the day.